What I'd like to do is to tell you what's happening with the group that CMML has recently gotten involved with. And in my best Welsh accent, it doesn't seem to be working. But there we go. Okay. As we look at these slides here, CMML is very concerned with the pastoral care, with the encouragement, and with the training of young people. It's a critically important responsibility, and I think each of you would certainly agree to that. Sad to say, assemblies have lost a whole generation of young people. And I can hear some of you groaning, and you know that that's true. We've lost a whole generation of young people. Folks, we're in the process of losing another generation of young people. And I'm talking to each of you, and I'm talking to myself. They're going out the doors. At CMML, we came to the conclusion that we had to act now. We had to do something to try to reach this group of tremendous young people that have such great potential. I think you'll all agree that young people are the future of missions. There's no doubt about it. Without the young people, 10 or 20 years from now, there will be no more missionaries. There will be no more folks who pray for missionaries and no more folks who support missionaries if the young people leave us. Now, who is responsible for getting them excited and involved? Well, you know, you can start out and you say, well, of course, it's the parents. Well, indeed, children are to be brought up in the home, and the parents are to spend time and encourage them in the Word of God and the things of the Lord. And then sometimes it's easier to say, well, it's the elders. And indeed, the elders have a responsibility, don't they? But sometimes the elders aren't quite sure what to do either. It's a tough situation. And then we say, well, it's the youth leaders. They relate to the kids. It's the youth leaders that are responsible. And then the more we thought about it, we asked ourselves a hard question. We said, could it be the service groups? MSC, Canada, ECHOS, CMML, and the other service groups, could we possibly have a responsibility in this particular area? And we said, yes, we do. We do have a responsibility. September 2004, we called a meeting of young people from around the tri-state area, young people's leaders, I should say. And 31 of these youth leaders showed up at CMML one evening. We had some supper, and we wanted to plan a strategy. Youth leaders. Here's what we learned. Very interesting to we old folks. Here's what we learned that the young people want. First of all, they want sound Bible teaching. Should that have surprised us? It shouldn't have surprised us, but we said, wow, they want sound Bible teaching. They want a challenge to be a part of something. Brethren and sisters at your assembly, are you giving them that challenge to be a part of something? We're asking ourselves the same question. The young people want a vision of what can be accomplished. What kind of a vision are you giving them at your assembly? Are we giving them at our home assembly or at the service groups? So we asked ourselves, how can CMML help meet those needs? Well, in November 2004, a Scotsman came to the United States, and what we like to call 26 Below was launched. What is 26 Below? We call it CMML Conferences for High School, College, and Career. Now, we didn't call it that at first. We were just having a conference. And some of the younger folks and youth leaders said, you got to call it something. Young people relate to that. So we said, well, what would you call it? And they thought about it, and they called me up, and they said, let's call it 26 Below. I said, 26 Below what? I don't understand it. Is it cold? No. High school, college, and career. The age group from senior high school into career, hence the 26 below. And they said, and by the way, we don't check identities at the door, okay? So if you're above 26, you're welcome to come. If you're 66, you better be way in the back and be a driver, you see. But this is how we started. Here's our goals. To support the elders and the local assemblies. It is never the intention of CMML to ever try to tell the elders of a local assembly or a local assembly what to do. That's not our ministry. You are responsible for your own assembly. So we want to try to support what you are doing. One of the things we just did recently, we published this little booklet. At a family conference out at Greenwood Hills, our brother John McCoy from Echoes gave a tremendous message on shepherding the flock. Those of you that are elders or know elders, you know that's a tough job. And this little booklet doesn't pull any punches, but it does give encouragement. We've got a whole case of them here. We didn't put them on the book table. They're absolutely free. And if you're a leader in your assembly or you want to take a copy back to the leaders in your assembly, just come up here at the end. We'd be more than happy for you to take it. As a matter of fact, we've been asked to send 1,100 of these books to the assemblies in Zambia because they have a need. And we've already sent some over to the UK. So we welcome you to come and take it. And the best thing, it's absolutely free. So just come up here. We'll be happy to give it to you. Now, we had a goal to challenge the young people in the study of the Word of God. And we've heard some of that today, haven't we? We wanted to expose our young people to mission and missionaries. Give them that exposure. We wanted to show the young people their responsibility to the Lord, to their home assembly, and to mission. Whether they go overseas, called of the Lord to be full-time missionaries, or whether they stay at home to support missionaries with prayer and finances and gifts that they have. The important thing is expose them to it and let them determine if they want to be involved, and if so, what way might the Lord call them into that involvement. So in November 2004, 150 high school and college and career gathered. We were up at Mountain Ridge Bible Chapel on a Friday night. It was a Friday night before our conference that was going to be held here. Experience mission was the theme. John Spears, the chairman of GLOW, Gospel Literature Outreach in Scotland, was the speaker, and he came and he presented missions to these young people, and he challenged them. Well, I don't mind telling you, from CMML's standpoint, we were overwhelmed that 150 of this age group showed up. Yes, they had their music and everything else, and it was fine. But they showed up, and they listened. The next day, right here, there were 350 folks came, and a lot of those were some of the young people that were there the night before. The theme, missions, all involved. It was a challenge. The vision was accepted, and we thought, well, this is terrific. Perhaps we're moving. So in January 2006, we had a young people's winter retreat, and 106 came to this retreat. We needed a speaker. We found out about this young MK called Nate Bramson, the son of Paul and Carol Bramson, 21 years old, senior in college, 2 degrees, one in communications and one in marketing or something, I forget. He was graduating this past June. He was born in Senegal. His desire was to go to the mission field and to work with orphans and to work with kids that are sold into the slave traffic. This is 21 years old. So he came up to the snow camp, and he began by telling these young people, your identity's being stolen. Everybody knows about identity theft these days, don't they? You hear about it in all the papers. He said, your Christian identity's being stolen, because everybody says they're a Christian. But are you a follower of Jesus Christ? The young people went home talking. All during that weekend, they were talking. They were with him. They were talking and talking and talking. And the feedback indicated that they wanted more. So, March 2006, 198 of this group showed up at Terrell Road Bible Chapel. Once again, we used Nate, magnifying God in our life. Again, the challenge to this age group. They wanted to talk with him. He was on their wavelength. We are not. He was on their wavelength. And he has stayed in touch with them, even though he's in Egypt and Southeast Asia right now. But he stays in touch with many of them, encouraging them by email. And so the young people asked, when can we have some more? Well, you remember the men's conference that we had here last March that the ladies were upset that they couldn't come to? We remember we got a lot of bad press about that. But you see, our vision was to get the young men to take on responsibility in the local assembly. The challenge, though, was to encourage the older men to feel comfortable in passing the responsibility with confidence to the young men. And if you remember, gentlemen, those of you that were here, Nate Bramson and Dr. Joe McHale were here. 325 folks were here, as a matter of fact, at Lincroft Church, passing the baton, when, how, and to whom. I think that we distributed more tapes and CDs and MP3s of that conference than ever before, and if you'd like to get them, we can still get them if you let them know at the book table. The goal was to open dialogue, and from things that we've learned, the dialogue has started, at least in this area, and we're thrilled about that. And they're talking and they're listening. Now, the kids wanted to know, well, what comes next? So we thought, well, perhaps we'll have a barbecue down at the missionary home at CMML. And 72 kids showed up. What we didn't take into account is the same time as Sunday school picnics and different things, but 72 kids showed up, and they took tours of the missionary home, and they asked important questions, questions that adults don't even ask. And these kids asked these kind of questions, and they left with some understanding of what it means to serve and support missionaries. What are the results? And we thank the Lord for these things we're going to tell you about, and there's more that we don't even know about. Two attended the missionary orientation program out at Greenwood Hills. One is currently training over at Tyldesley University in Motherwell, Scotland with GLOW. Five short-term mission teams have gone out from New Jersey in 2056. There are more short-term teams are scheduled for 2007. And more activities are being scheduled for that group as we speak. What's the future? Well, in January, we're going to have another winter retreat. We're bringing our brother Nate Bramson back because he has the wavelength of these kids. The theme that's been chosen is personal holiness. Personal holiness. And then a week later, Dr. Joe McHale's coming down, and Nate's going to gather again, and we're going to have a one-day conference for this age group, probably up at one of the northern assemblies. And we would just appreciate so much if you would remember these things. And then March 16th, next March, Lord willing, the Friday night before our men's conference, our brother Sam Gibson is coming over from GLOW, and we hope to have another event for this age group to encourage them in the things of the Lord, to encourage them in mission, to encourage them in being involved in their local assemblies, and to begin to take charge and realize that they need to carry on that baton. So please, as you think of it, please pray for this group of young people. We'd appreciate it so much. This is new for CMML. We are learning. This is new. We've never done this before. So we need your prayers for wisdom. But we also need your help in encouraging that age group that's back at your assembly. Well, that's it for 26 below. We can talk about it later individually if any of you would like to. And if some of you are in that age group, if you'd like to be on our email list to get notifications of what is coming up, you give me your email address and we'll get you on that list as well. Paul, we're going to hear from you for the finish.